From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. A military parade made its way through the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan today to mark that country's 94th Independence Day. President Hamid Karzai and cabinet members attended the event, which commemorates the day Afghanistan signed a treaty with Britain, making it independent. The celebration was very different, though, than another event that recently clogged the streets of the capital, Afghanistan's National Juggling Championship. Here's NPR's Kabul correspondent Sean Carberry.
Morning traffic in Kabul can be punishing enough as it is, but today there's an extra element clogging up the streets. It's a parade of about 100 young boys and girls dressed in colorful t-shirts and headscarves, and they're juggling. They are juggling tennis balls, batons, things that look like big whack-a-mole bats, all walking down the street, some on stilts, some on unicycles. It's not a scene you see in Kabul on a typical day. The parade snakes its way around the neighborhood and back into the compound of the Kabul Mini Circus. There's what looks like a giant birdcage for acrobatics and a stage and performance area for the circus's 350 students.
Hi, my name is Zach Warren. I'm an American volunteer with the Afghan Mobile Mini Circus for Children. The circus is free. Anyone can come as long as they maintain a certain GPA in school. And right now we are witnessing the National Afghan Circus Championships, which include primarily juggling competitions.
This is the 8th annual national juggling competition, and the kids here, seemingly levitating balls and pins, are the winners of preliminary rounds in 7 different provinces. The tournament begins with the A group, the oldest boys in the competition. They're teenagers, many sporting thin mustaches. These kids are good, some juggling 5 balls for minutes on end. They're points for endurance and tricks, which elicit cheers from the kids. Warren, an expert juggler himself, is scoring one of the contestants.
That's 8 points because he stopped with 2 and went with the other 2. Ooh, that's a shower. That's 10 points.
12-year-old Zahid Rahman says juggling is teaching him about shapes and angles, which he says will help him be a better engineer when he grows up. 11-year-old Hawa Gul from Kabul juggled 5 balls in the competition today. As much as she likes juggling in the circus, she hopes to be a lawyer someday. Warren says the main goal of the circus is to instill self-confidence in the kids.
And if you can establish that, it doesn't matter what field they go into. Any field they're going to be more competent in.
16-year-old Murtaza from Herat says his father encouraged him to get into the sport. He practices 2 to 3 hours a day, and he hopes to be a professional juggler. Murtaza placed 3rd in last year's tournament.
It's a great opportunity for youth in Afghanistan, and it's nice that I'm seeing different people from different provinces and from both genders.
Afghanistan is a traditional society, and the girls are here until age of 14, 15, and 16 years old.
Fahim Fayez has worked at the circus for 9 years. He says that when the girls reach their middle teens, it becomes unacceptable for them to mix with the boys. The award ceremony finally begins. 14-year-old Samim from Kabul is declared the winner of the A group. He's awarded a used bicycle, a girl's model. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
And still to come, President Obama is back in Washington with a lot on his plate, from Egypt to immigration. We'll hear about all of it next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.